Duffy Murnane was living in a supportive housing apartment due to a recent illness that her family said she had nearly recovered from. Staff there notified the Homer Police Department that she was missing around 10 a.m. on October 19. Video from a camera at the apartment showed her walking away, wearing a light blue jacket and blue jeans, 2 days earlier. The behavior of an Alaska State Trooper canine team brought in the day after she was reported missing led to the Homer Police Department's current theory of the case. Murnane got into a vehicle near the intersection of Heath Street and Pioneer Avenue in downtown Homer. What kind of vehicle, who was driving, and whether or not she got in willingly is unknown. According to Homer Police Lieutenant Ryan Browning, everything they have looked into has brought no leads.
And actually, I think the easier question is what hasn't been done is a shorter list than what we have.
Browning said there have been multiple grid searches by aircraft and on foot, including a flight this week by an FBI Cessna using high-resolution cameras. They have viewed dozens of hours of video taken by the cameras in the area. They have combed through every one of her online connections they are aware of and have given computers found in her apartment to the FBI's crime lab.
And tips, too, we followed up. I think we've had 72 phone call tips and probably 40 or 50 email tips that we've looked into. Most of them are, you know, this guy kind of gives me the creeps or this guy doesn't act right. We're still following up and talking to people. And unfortunately, none of those have led to any clues or any direction of anywhere to go for us either. So,
the lack of concrete information has led to rumors that perhaps Murnane just wanted to disappear for a while or that she had a boyfriend and took off on a trip.
We've gotten a lot of those, most of which are just people kind of conjecturing or guessing on something. I know there was one that said she was across the bay that somebody put on social media. I followed up with that guy, and it was just two dudes having a conversation like, well, maybe this.
While the Homer Police Department sifts through video, bank records, social media accounts, and computer files, Murnane's family and friends, as well as community members who are eager to help, canvass the Lower Kenai Peninsula, knocking on doors, distributing flyers, and collecting information that might become useful to the police. Ed Berg is Murnane's stepfather and describes his method for pinpointing possible areas for canvassers to focus their efforts on.
You know, I spent a fair amount of time looking at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Parcel Viewer, which has very good aerial photography of the area, and then Google Earth as well. I was looking more for, you know, the small cabins, the end of the road kind of places that, you know, might not be occupied and, you know, that you could hide somebody in pretty effectively.
Taylor O'Donnell Bacher, a childhood friend of the family, has been involved in the search and canvas effort since the beginning. She says that at this point, spreading awareness about Murnane's disappearance is the most important thing they can do.
We have a lot of social media presence, and we ask that everybody continue to share information that's coming out about Duffy, share the canvassing efforts, share posters about her still missing through social media, through their community organizations, maybe at churches or dance groups that they go to. Just we need to keep that torch burning, and that is what is going to give Duffy the best chance of coming home.
Bacher said canvassers are asked to keep an eye out for things that seem unusual or not quite right.
What we say to people is that, you know, if there's something that you don't feel comfortable checking out or you checked out and you just think it needs a second look, we're keeping track of all that information, putting it on a spreadsheet and giving it to the police and keeping it ourselves.
Lieutenant Browning said the police are following up on all these leads and he stressed that even seemingly insignificant bits of information about the day Duffy went missing or the days afterward could turn out to be useful.
But if anybody has anything that they thought was just kind of out of place or strange that day, absolutely call us because we want to make sure that we turn over every stone and rock that we can in this case, which is what we've been doing, and we keep winding up with not a whole lot, so anything could be helpful.
Murnane's family and friends are organizing a canvas for this Sunday in Anchor Point. Volunteers are asked to meet in the parking lot of Chapman Elementary School at 1 p.m. More information about local and statewide canvas efforts can be found at the Facebook page Bring Duffy Home. The Homer Police Department can be reached at 235-3150. This is Christina Whiting for KBBI.